There's no doubt. I mean, there's that group's battling. I mean, it's a pieced together group right now with as many injuries and things like that. And that's no excuse. Next man up. But there's no quit. There's a heart there that these guys care about each other. They're playing for each other. They don't want it to end like this. They didn't want it to look like this, but they're not holding back.
Luke, thank you. Appreciate it. Back to you, Matt.
All right, guys. Thank you very much. Oregon wins at 21-7. Tausch and I are back with more as our local Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. On the field, the Badgers are always on the move. Off the field, that's where Evans Transportation comes in. As Wisconsin's 3PL, they move over 30,000 shipments a year right here in the Badger State. That's dedication to keep things moving here in Scotty. Evans is excited to support Badger student-athletes and is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Find them at evanstrans.com. That's evanstrans.com. Go Badgers!
On the football field, the skilled players get paid the most. The same is true in construction. Some of the most skilled players building our roads, solar farms, and stadiums are the men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. If you're ready to step up to a job where you can earn more without college debt and operate equipment like cranes, excavators, bulldozers, and drones, you're ready to join our team today at join139.com.
Wisconsin plays here all season long.
Touchdown, Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it!
This is Badger Football from Learfield.
At Wheelchairs for Warriors, serving America's heroes is our mission. With your support, we serve veterans and first responders injured in the line of duty across the United States of America, providing them custom-fit, complex rehab mobility solutions to ensure they rejoin their lives at the highest level of independent mobility and function possible. Join the mission at wheelchairsforwarriors.org.
What does life after service look like? Kicking back? Taking it easy? We believe it looks a little different. It looks like leading for all veterans, helping shape policies to make certain they get the benefits they've earned, and ensuring every veteran's voice is heard. It looks like advancing to meet today's veterans where they are, lifting them up, and strengthening the bond that unites us. It looks like serving when disaster strikes, with boots on the ground helping our communities recover and rebuild. From the Capitol to our hometowns, we don't just show up when it's easy. We show up when it matters. Because a veteran's mission never truly ends, and neither does ours. The VFW, still leading, still advancing, still serving. Get involved at stillserving.org.
We all have someone we love, like the favorite lyric in our favorite song. You can't imagine life without them. Cancer screening tests can help keep the person you love around longer by detecting changes before cancer develops, or catch it early when it may be easier to treat. And many tests are available for free or are covered by insurance. It's time to sound like a broken record. Tell all your friends and family, I love you. Get screened. Visit cancer.org/get screened to learn more.
WLAK 1260 AM and 107.5 FM.
We continue with our local Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show as Oregon defeats Wisconsin here tonight in Eugene, 21-7, so the Badgers will dust themselves off and hopefully find some things to build on from this effort here tonight, which was stellar. They got the Washington Huskies coming in. Washington, by the way, on the home field today, defeated Illinois 42-25. It's loss number 3 for the Illini this season. But for the Badgers, you hope, among other things, you can get as healthy as you can get. They've not had Darion Dupree the last couple of games. Dylan Jones didn't play tonight, and a host of others. You just want to see how many of those guys can get back for the final month.
Yeah, and whether it's some of the old linemen that have been down, or you know, Tucker Ashcraft, there's a long line of guys that you'd love to, you know, selfishly, if they're, you know, seniors, you'd love to see them be able to finish their career, because you have a month left, and for a lot of guys that might be it. So you really want to finish this thing off, and I really felt like this was a really critical point because you have that bye week and you've had so much negativity the last couple of weeks with, you know, brought on by yourself. I mean, you get hammered the way that we did the last 2 weeks. I just felt like it was really important for the locker room. And one of the things I think from the outside, everybody is kind of looking at this as, you know, there's a lot of issues going on and there's a lot of execution things. But one of the things, just being around the team, this group, there has not, for as much stuff as happened, there's not a lot of splintering. This is a group, and you saw it today. It's one thing to say all the right things. You prove it by how you play. And this group, as Luke just mentioned with Mike Heller, they care about each other, and they laid it on the line today.
So now you hope they can carry that over and have a month where they can feel good about how a very difficult season could end by playing some of their best football, hopefully beginning in 2 weeks against the Washington Huskies. Oregon wins it here tonight, 21-7. That'll do it for us here at Autzen Stadium. Our thanks, as always, to Patrick Herb, Mike Heller, Dave McCann, our engineer, Aisha Jackson, back in our network studio. Again, your final, Oregon 21, Wisconsin 7. Stay with us. There's more to come with Bill Schmidt and Lance Allen, Iron Man Lance. He's in Pittsburgh. I guess the Packers are playing some quarterback tomorrow.
Is there something going on there?
I guess so,
Okay.
Quarterback used to be in Green Bay. I think that's, so Lance, but he's joining.
What a warrior.
Because that's what he is. He's a warrior. Those two are ready to go. Bill is, too. Those two are back as the local Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Looking for seed that performs? FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans deliver top-tier performance, field-tested reliability, and trusted local FS expertise. Your local FS crop specialist is here from planting to harvest, helping you get the most out of every acre, every season. Seed that performs, support that delivers. Ask your local FS crop specialist about FS Envision and FS High Soy, or visit fsc.com to learn more.
Hey, Badger fans, Fruit Club Lots of Matzah pizzas are your game day go-to. Loaded with award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese and, of course, bombarded with high-quality meat and veggie toppings. Snag a za while taking in all the action at Camp Randall Stadium, or enjoy a delicious Brew Pub pizza in the lovely confines of your own home. Plus, new this season to the Brew Pub lineup, the Brew Pub Patriot Pizza that gives back to local heroes through the Tunnel of Towers Foundation. Great pizza for a greater cause and available at your local grocery store.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not To Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist, end the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill.
Celebrate responsibly. 2025 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. On the field, the Badgers are always on the move. Off the field, that's where Evans Transportation comes in. As Wisconsin's 3PL, they move over 30,000 shipments a year right here in the Badger State. That's dedication to keep things moving here in Scotty. Evans is excited to support Badger student athletes and is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Find them at evanstrans.com. That's evanstrans.com. Go Badgers!
You're listening to Wisconsin Football.
There he goes, 10-5 touchdown!
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
My fiancé is a veteran. He was a combat medic in the Army.
I did tours in Korea, Germany, and Bosnia before I got injured.
There's been a lot of wear and tear on his body.
My knees are bone on bone from doing all those jumps and lugging my backpack and all that gear around. I was also exposed to toxins.
When Yusuf got out of the military, he needed help getting his disability benefits.
Luckily, DAV came to the rescue. They fought for me the same way that I fought for my country.
Every year, DAV provides life-changing support to more than a million veterans like Yusuf, helping them get the benefits they've earned so they can achieve victories, great and small.
Now Yusuf is paying it forward. DAV has been instrumental in helping him start two healthcare technology companies that are working to help veterans everywhere.
My victory is never giving up and finding more ways to serve.
He's pretty amazing.
Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
WLAK 1260 AM and 107.5 FM.
We continue with the postgame show brought to you by your local Wisconsin Ford dealers. I'm Bill Schmidt alongside Lance Allen as the Badgers fall tonight in Eugene, 21-7, the final against the sixth-ranked Ducks. A defensive grind for the Badgers, one in which might be one of the more impressive defensive outputs of the year in Big Ten play against a high-powered Ducks offense. But Lance Allen, tonight when you're looking for any sort of offense, the Badgers, we talked about it all offseason long, building up into 2025, the gauntlet of the month of October. Well, the Badgers bookend it with touchdowns. Sadly, they were the only touchdowns they score in the month of October. However, that last drive gives you at least a little bit of positive vibes going into the bye to finish strong for the final four games, because you're trying to grab onto some positives, the defense and the final drive, the ones here tonight.
Yeah, no doubt about it, Billy. And, you know, I thought Mike put it very well, that there are no moral victories. But tonight was a little bit of a surprise. And look at, you know, how that defense really came together and played as hard as they possibly could. And if you're going to look for at least a couple of positives, you look no farther than Mason Poza and Cooper Catalano and some of these young true freshmen that really, really, really played all out. They showed out, Billy. I mean, against a high-powered, really good Oregon team, it's unfortunate that Oregon, the Ducks, had the double up, you know, like right before the half and then right after the half. But to break the 11-quarter, you know, scoreless streak, okay, there's a positive going into the bye. You've got at least a little bit of something to hang your hat on. It's unfortunate that the offense could not have helped the defense out a little more, or this would have been even more interesting. But at least you have some defensive pieces and parts to the puzzle that really played well tonight. And you got to give those young men credit for that.
Yeah, and I'm glad that you mentioned it. Posa's a hard one to not focus on right out of the gates, because the numbers jump off the page with the total tackles and just the splash plays he had, knocking more out of the game as well. And granted, it was a game that necessarily doesn't feel in doubt from the Oregon side, but after the Badgers put one in, you do feel like the game is you force them to at least make plays down the stretch. And I think that's been a point of frustration and something that you and I have talked about over the last couple of weeks. Now, hopefully in front of the home crowd, get one of these games that inspires some hope and some excitement and some real battle. But it's been making the opponent strain for good things to happen to them, their positivity, make them work for it a little bit. And Lance, that was one thing. Badgers made the Ducks earn every blade of grass they got here today at Autzen Stadium, even though I'm going to try to be nice here and make sure that I don't say anything out of bounds. The Ducks came here with, Lance, a homecoming-esque feel. They're celebrating the Grateful Dead, for crying out loud. And, I mean, they played like they could have been in a haze after sleepwalking into Camp Randall last year and being ripe for the beating. They walked in this week with a surprise onside kick, a fake punt with 2.5 minutes to go, up 2 touchdowns in the fourth quarter. I mean, they came in here trying to embarrass the Badgers, and the defense in particular was just not going to have that tonight. That's an inspiring fight in an albeit very disappointing and frustrating year.
I like how you danced around that, Billy. You did an awesome job of kind of tiptoeing through the tulips there and easing through. And I'll say another thing is, once again, you want to put up W's, you want to win. But if there is another positive in this, a lot of people thought the Badgers were once again just going to get smoked. And they were 32.5-point underdogs, last I checked. They only lost by 14, so that's at least a little bit of a positive. I know people are probably pulling their fingernails out saying, you know, what are you talking about, whatever. I mean, you got to take the small victories when you can get them. And I do think that breaking that scoreless streak as 1 of 13 at one point in this game, passing the ball, you just can't do that. You know, eventually the defense cannot be perfect and something's going to happen. Oregon's too good and too powerful that they did what they needed to do to win this game. But, man, the defense deserved a better fate. And you mentioned it, Mason Poza with 13 tackles in his first collegiate start. I mean, my man played all out. Ben Barton, I think Tausch, you know, singled him out toward the end of the game.
Yeah.
8 tackles, a sack. Cooper Catalano, 8 tackles. I mean, these guys, Austin Brown, Darrell Peterson. Once again, Billy, the impressive thing about this is I don't see a lot of guys, if any guys, quitting out there. These guys really do like each other. They want to play for each other. They're whatever Luke Fickell is telling them and whatever pride that they have in wearing that jersey, they're showing it. And that's the one really good thing about this is they're not folding up the tent just because they have 5 games to go, most of which are on the tough side, 4 games to go now. But, you know, the 5 games that they had, including tonight, it's not like they're just packing up and saying, you know what, this is a lost season. We're done. We're packing it in.
Yeah, and of course, it goes without saying, and Lance, I think we've done it enough where I don't know that we have to cushion it every single time, but I just get it out of the way. We know that this is not a standard that is acceptable, nor is anybody on the show saying that it should be. However, the lot in life is where you're at, and you have to deal with the here and the now. This week, you get a letterhead post from the athletic director, you know, backing the football team, backing Luke Fickell, saying that this is the direction going forward. We're going to find different ways to make it better going forward. But right now, we see the results. We understand the frustration. You have all the right to be frustrated and angry, but give us a little bit of time and let's figure it out. And I think that sense of direction, even if it's not what some people would have liked, some people wanted. Some people aren't going to be happy unless somebody gets fired every other week. But, Lance, I think there's a calm that can be brought in the chaos when that comes out. And to then see the fight that you got here tonight, I think that's another really, really important part of it. You mentioned that the team clearly believes and wants the best for the other guys in the huddle. That would at least indicate the way you play that way. And the way you respond here tonight is that you definitely want to play for the head coach as well. And I think that's another important part of what you saw here tonight. Everything ends up getting linked together. And especially in a year where you're going to grab at straws for positives in right now a 2-6 record, and albeit a losing streak in the Big Ten that we wish that we didn't have to talk about. They haven't won a Big Ten game in over a calendar year. You look for some of those positives, and that is, I think, in the week that the organization of Wisconsin football had a performance like this to cap off with the fight that they showed. I know the final score isn't good enough, but you mentioned it, 32.5-point underdogs to be in a game in the fourth quarter and to be able to scrap like this and to show that kind of heart is an important message to be able to send going forward.
So what are you going to do, Billy? You know, fire everybody? You can't do that. I mean, you know, it's crazy. Like, yes, there are some guys and some building blocks and some pieces, and we've talked about it for a couple of weeks, where you want to form some type of identity, and you want to see who wants to play, who wants to put that motion W on, you know, the helmet on the head, and who wants to wear that uniform. And I think we saw a number of young men step up and do that job. And you know, kudos to you know, the defense from the coaching staff on down, getting these young men to buy in, to be ready, and to not be boat raced, to not be run out of the stadium against the number 6 team in the country, and to have some pride to not be shut out for the third straight time since 1968. Now, you know, I know that's not a victory lap for the offense, but at least they got something on the board. And now you hope that with a bye, they can maybe figure out a few more things to help the defense out a little more. You know, you didn't have Dylan Jones. You didn't have Darian Dupree. So you're without your top two running backs. You didn't have Christian Allegro, arguably your best defender and leading tackler. You missed Renfro, Kadanko. You didn't have Zachman. You know, I could go on and on. Billy Edwards, you know, you're down to your third string quarterback. Those are no excuses. It's just facts. And at least they showed heart and they showed grit and they showed something tonight that we quite frankly haven't seen maybe in the last couple of weeks. And maybe it's something going into November that they can actually use to their benefit.
Yeah, the bye comes at a good time. It never comes at a bad time. This team definitely beat up, needing some positivity, got a little bit of it on that final drive. Good, inspiring effort on the defensive side, and hopefully I can finish this 2025 strong. It starts out at Camp Randall in a couple of weeks. We continue, and Lance talked about it, try to find some offense. We're going to try to figure out how we find some offense on the other side as we continue. Our post-game show presented by your local Wisconsin Ford dealers continues in a moment. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
To be a Badger, it takes dedication, perseverance, and an unstoppable drive for excellence. Our team at UW Health Sports Medicine is no different. We bring the same fierce Badger spirit to every surgery, therapy, and training, working tirelessly to keep Wisconsin's athletes at the top of their game. Whether it's nailing the game-winning shot or delivering top-tier care, UW Madison and UW Health are a dream team committed to achieving greatness. Together, we don't just deliver, we dominate. UW Health. Remarkable.
Ooh, I love Minnesota.
This is Hero Gravel.
The lamps on bluffs, incredible.
Minnesota is a cyclist's dream.
Here's the good part.
Plan your trip at exploreminnesota.com.
That was a fun ride.
What a view!
There's hiking.
I love how pretty all the different colors are layered.
And then there's fall hiking in Minnesota.
That's gorgeous.
Minnesota is a hiker's paradise. Plan your trip at exploreminnesota.com.
The Badger Sports Network.
The Badgers come up where the goal line stands.
From Learfield.
For the longest time, it was hard for me to even get out of the house, much less do a backside 180. That's when I made the call. With my doctor's help, I was diagnosed with anxiety. Now I'm finding better ways to cope. Sure, some days are better than others, but the whole thing about getting out of the house, that's not really an issue anymore. Mental health care works when you make the call.
See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
More than 4 million adults in the United States have glaucoma.
People don't realize that glaucoma is one of the leading causes of blindness.
Nearly half of those with glaucoma don't even know that they have it until vision loss has occurred. Don't miss life's most beautiful moments.
Schedule a comprehensive eye exam to protect your sight.
National Glaucoma Research, a Bright Focus Foundation program, offers free resources and tips for healthy vision. Learn how to protect your sight at stopglaucoma.org.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. If you're struggling with mental health, you should know that there are resources out there that can help. And it's okay to talk about it if you need to. One place to get started with information is loveyourmindtoday.org. Loveyourmindtoday.org offers a range of guides, instructions, and insights for dealing with difficult situations or getting through a tough time. If you're struggling with mental health, get the help you need, because most people out here really care. Visit loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
WLAK 1260 AM and 107.5 FM.
We continue with the postgame show brought to you by your local Wisconsin Ford dealers. I'm Bill Schmidt alongside Lance Allen as the Badgers fall in Eugene to the Oregon Ducks 21-7. Strange and getting used to still calling this, Lance, a Big Ten game. However, the Big Ten gets a heck of a lot better when you bring in the likes of USC, UCLA, Oregon, and Washington, the last two opponents, the one that we saw tonight and the next upcoming, the last two there mentioned. These are championship-style programs, and that atmosphere tonight, you heard Matt and Mark and Patrick talk about it, even through the weather, that played as one of the best atmospheres in college football. It just stacks up into what a gauntlet the Big Ten schedule is continuing to become.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, when you play the number six team in the nation, it's a big deal, and it is kind of cool. Like, I'm kind of mixed on this, Billy. I got to be honest. You know, yeah, you think of the Big Ten as the traditional Big Ten, but on the flip side, games like this are kind of special, are kind of cool. And it is, you know, an interesting road trip for the fans that make it and go out there, and you know, kind of, you know, basically whatever, you know, floats your boat, so to speak. And it's obviously TV dollars, and it's what it is now. You know, it's just unfortunate that the Badgers couldn't even made this upset bid even a little more than what it was. You know, you look at the third down efficiency, just 3 of 11. I think I mentioned it, Billy, you know, just 1 of 13 at one point in the game, passing the ball, 7 of 21 overall. That's what really limited them. And then what was the deal with the refs tonight, my man? You know, like, I know, I don't like to even bring that stuff up, because it just kind of fans the flames of, oh yeah, but 17 penalties. I thought these guys would want like reservations somewhere to get out and get a meal somewhere. And man, they were throwing the flags all over the place, Billy, I tell you.
Lance, I think even the more indicative stat there was 34:57 was the time of possession for the Oregon Ducks, 25:03 for the Wisconsin Badgers, both of which were topped by the review time that these officials decided to go through here tonight. I mean, we usually do the energizing performance on the other side, and we're going to do that later on into the program. The thing that was the most least energizing was every 5 seconds of the first quarter. I mean, there were 3 video replays in the first 2 drives. I'm like, you got to be kidding me here. We're trying to put people to sleep here. It's Grateful Dead night, Lance. I mean, they were trying to put everybody up into the clouds with these reviews. You guys got to be kidding me right now. What kind of haze are we in? Trust the call on the field, fellas, and let's roll with it. It was a sleepy crowd, no doubt about it. Not sure if the theme had anything to do with it, but the Badger defense didn't give the Duck faithful a whole lot to cheer about early. Large portion of that was Mason Posa, freshman linebacker, having a phenomenal night. 13 tackles, 5 solos, and a PBU and a conversation with our friend Mike Heller after the game here tonight.
Visiting with Mason Posa. Let's defenses face adversity. I don't know that you expected to face it when you walked out onto the field when you're going to receive the opening kick and they onside kick it. You guys had to go out there in a hurry.
Oh, yeah. That was a shock to us. You know, I really wanted to go defense first, you know, just to make a statement and, you know, Lord answered my prayers. You know, they got the ball, which, like, you know, obviously not good. I mean, we got to recover that. You know, that just can't happen. But starting on defense first and setting the tone and them not converting or scoring is huge for us.
Yeah, first 4 possessions, a turnover on downs on that one, and then 3 punts. Defensively, you guys, I mean, it was a solid beginning to this game today.
We had a great game plan. Coach Chess, you know, he made it easy for me and Cooper. You know, first career start against number 6 team in the nation it's pretty crazy. And you know, me and Coop, we studied, we grinded our asses off, and you know, we did our jobs.
Mason, how difficult were the conditions as the game went on, or is it maybe less difficult defensively? I'm not sure.
I mean, it's kind of both, really. You know, the ball is easy to get out, so I mean, try to punch at the ball, and really, it's just kind of hard to grab onto guys, you know, just wet, and I was wearing gloves, and it was pretty hard, yeah.
When you go out of the locker room at halftime, what was different? Because they were able to run the ball a little bit better in the second half, especially on that opening drive.
Yeah, honestly, I think it was just, you know, they kind of knew our scheme. Like, we had this one call, and they knew what the call is, and they ran the opposite from it, so we had to switch things up real quick, and you know, then we started to stop the run, and then it's just kind of something you got to look over on film, just see what we did wrong.
I was talking to Coach Fickell in our conversation after the game, and we talked about it last week too, about, I mean, this team did not quit. There was effort, and I mean, there are no consolation prizes in football. It's a zero-sum game. You either win or you lose, but you played well today, and there was a lot of fight with this team.
You know, it just, personally for me, I'm really tired of hearing the noise, you know, of just everybody hating on this program and just, you know, wanting Fick gone. And me and Cooper, you know, we're roommates, so we talked about, you know, like, this is our game to make a stand on, you know, and just, like, tell Wisconsin Nation that the future is bright. And, you know, we got Fick back, and this was just a really important game just to show who we truly are. And I felt like this game, you know, I mean, it could have gone a lot better. We could have won this game, but There's just some things to correct and stuff to learn from.
Let me finish with this, Mason. This is a difficult week. There was a letter from the athletic director. Your head coach is facing tough questions. This is a tough opponent on the road in maybe the loudest stadium in the country is what they call it. I don't know if you feel good, but you have to feel like there's fight in what you're doing. It was a good week.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, it was. We all know this is a mission, and we know we got to protect our program. We got to protect our coach. We got to protect all of us. You know, we're all still in this, and no matter who we face, we're going to keep going at them.
Mason, thank you. Appreciate it. Back to you guys.
Conversation between Mike Eller and Mason Posa here on the Badger Football Postgame Show. Continuing through with the local four dealers post game, and Lance, you hear the emotion in his voice, the passion for the university and for the Motion W. That's awesome to hear from a freshman and a guy that got to start alongside his roommate. Pretty cool stuff. And when they talk about the future being bright, definitely feels like it can be with those two in the middle.
I know you don't want to rush true freshman, Billy, but man, you can't help but go there and say, hey, they've got some really good inside linebackers for the future. And maybe Posa and Catalano should have been playing even a little more or more snaps or whatever you want to say even earlier. When you look at 21 tackles between the two of them, 8 solo, just absolutely incredible. A couple of passes defense for both of those guys, too, that they can get into coverage, too. They're not just inside linebacker plugger types. You know, those guys are pretty athletic and flying around. And just kudos to the defense all over the place. I know we mentioned at least a couple of names, but, you know, Matthew Young with 10 tackles flying around. Ben Barton with the 8 tackles and the sack. Austin Brown had 6 tackles. Daryl Peterson with 5 and a tackle for loss. Sebastian Cheeks had 1.5 tackles for loss. So did Aaron Witt, Mason Rieger. I mean, the list just goes on and on and on of guys that really stepped up and made plays. And so at least defensively, you might have some things that you can hang your hat on. And we, dare I say, Billy, we've talked about trying to find the true identity of this team. Maybe we finally found it in Eugene, Oregon, of all places tonight, that this team is a defensive team, and maybe they can grind it out the last 4 games and somehow, some way, even get a few points on the board or a little bit of help from the offensive side of the ball. And maybe really make things interesting down the stretch.
Yeah, I mean, you just faced the number one scoring offense in the Power 4 and held them to 21 points. I don't care what the conditions were. That's an impressive night. And a team that averages over, I mean, you look at it, I think they're 6th in the country in yards per game. They average over 500 yards of offense every night, and the way that you were able to hold them in check is a tough way to put it. Again, the game never necessarily felt like it was in doubt, Lance, but that's an inspiring effort. And for young men like Mason Posa and Cooper Catalano in the middle of that defense, you mentioned Matt Young as well, some Wisconsin guys in there too, dudes that care about it and it matters too, and they wanted to put on for their head coach. That's an important thing to hear from that locker room as well. The local Wisconsin Four Dealers postgame show continues in a moment. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
It's a bird bash at Pottawatomie. Thursdays, you could win up to $50,000 cash in the Bird Bash game show. Just play with your rewards card this October for a chance to win. Wouldn't you like to rake in a huge pile of cash? Bird Bash, only at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. More info at pottawatomie.com/birdbash. Must be 21 years old to play.
Looking for seed that performs? FS Envision seed corn and FS High Soy soybeans deliver top-tier performance, field-tested reliability, and trusted local FS expertise. Your local FS crop specialist is here from planting to harvest, helping you get the most out of every acre, every season. Seed that performs, support that delivers. Ask your local FS crop specialist about FS Envision and FS High Soy, or visit fsc.com to learn more.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist, end the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill.
Celebrate responsibly. 2025 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Wisconsin football's 2025 season is almost over. Just two chances left to be at Camp Randall for Big Ten football. Don't miss the Badgers' matchups with Washington and Illinois and the traditions that make game day unforgettable. Jump around the fifth quarter and memories that can only be made in Madison. Tickets are going fast. Lock in your seats now at uwbadgers.com or by calling 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Cardinal and White play here.
More fullback low for the Wisconsin Badgers, and the lead is back to 20.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Hi, I'm Priscilla Presley. My love for animals began when I was 5 years old and found a puppy wandering alone. Growing up in a military family, pets weren't allowed, but I couldn't turn him away, and my family let me adopt him. That moment sparked a lifelong commitment to speak up for animals who can't speak for themselves. 50 plus years ago, Elvis and I supported American Humane Society because animals deserve our voice. And now, more than ever, they still do. American Humane Society saves lives and strengthens the bond between humans and animals. Each year, millions of animals end up in shelters, waiting for someone to give them a second chance. Your compassion can change a life. Please visit AmericanHumane.org to learn more. Thank you.
WLAK, 1260 AM and 107.5 FM.
It's time to select the energizing performance of the game, brought to you by Alliant Energy, and energizing the Badgers, energizing the offense. Eugene Hilton, Lance Allen, gets himself a massive grab, a great adjustment to the football, 42 yards, and as the kids say, get Eugene down there somewhere, and as Hunter Simmons is about to get absolutely cracked, he unleashes a deep ball. Maybe the hit impedes the throw just a tick, made it hang up perfectly for Hilton to make an adjustment and put the Badgers right on the doorstep into the red zone for the first time in a game and a half, and right into the end zone two plays later for Lance Mason. First time they score a touchdown in 14 quarters. That is an energizing performance of the game, brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you, Lance Allen. That's a motivating moment. That's one where you desperately need to be able to get some kind of energy, some kind of score, some kind of offensive output at that moment of the game. They desperately needed something, and a spark comes from another freshman. We talk about it on the defensive side, Lance, and then for it to happen on the offensive side with Hilton, that was big-time stuff.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You know, Hilton with that 42-yard catch. And then how about Lance Mason just breaking the shutout streak? 11 quarters, hadn't been shut out in three straight games since 1968. I don't think that can be emphasized enough. Also, just kind of under the radar, but I think, Billy, you would agree, Gideon Atuka, 21 carries, 85 yards, 4.0. They knew my man was going to get a lot of carries tonight, and he had to step up because at one point the Badgers were 1 of 13 passing the ball. I think they ended up 7 of 21, only 86 yards through the air. So, you know, Atuka had basically 1 yard less, almost the exact same number of yards through the air as on the ground. Did a really nice job tonight.
Gideon Atuka might be one of the best names in the Big Ten and ran as hard as anybody in the Big Ten here today. And you're exactly right, Lance. When Cade Iacomelli goes in as the starter, you knew that Gideon was going to get a number of carries. And then when Cade gets knocked out of the game, it was Gideon's show the rest of the way. And he definitely provided a spark that you needed offensively. And you've been waiting for some semblance of a ground game. Tonight you got it a little bit, averaging nearly 4 yards a tote and 4 yards a carry, as you mentioned there, for Gideon Atuka. Good night for him as well. Young Badgers showing up in a massive game, albeit a disappointing result. You find some positives, and tonight it's not nearly as difficult to find those positives as it's been for us Badgers fans the last couple of weeks. Come on back after a break and after a bye week for the team. They'll get to go back to Camp Randall and reassess lick some wounds and get ready to take on the Washington Huskies, who are coming in rolling after a win against Brett Bielema's Fighting Illini at home earlier on today. We'll get ready for that matchup and preview the next opponent, as well as the entire month of November, the stretch run for the 2025 season going to be upon us after a quick timeout and a quick bye week for the boys. More of your Wisconsin, local Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show coming up. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
You power your day with passion and purpose. It's the same for Alliant Energy. We're modernizing the grid, blending new, renewable, and traditional energy sources to meet growing demand safely and reliably. We're rising to the challenge to meet your energy needs today and for generations to come. Visit AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond to learn more.
Preparation. It's the key to success on game day. And like your favorite Badgers on the field, you need to be ready right from the opening kickoff. Cenex has your pregame routine covered. We've got your salty snacks, your sweet treats, ice-cold beverages to wash them down, and fresh tanks of propane to fire up the grill. Fuel your fandom at your local Cenex station. Badger Pride, powered locally.
JJ and TJ.
Picked off by TJ, what?
Russ and Barry.
Hello, Russell Wilson.
This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Now that I'm retired, I'm worried about making ends meet. Food, medicine, and rent cost more every day. And that's why I used BenefitsCheckup.org. It connected me to an extra $1,000 a month. BenefitsCheckup.org is a free service from the National Council on Aging. In a few clicks, older adults like me can see if they might qualify for money-saving programs. If you're on a fixed income, BenefitsCheckup.org might help you too. For free, visit today.
Supported by the U.S. Administration for Community Living.
In classrooms across the country, chronic absenteeism is on the rise.
Sophia A, grade 4, absent.
Julio M, grade 6, absent.
Aisha S, grade 12, absent.
These absences are often due to the absence of crucial needs, like transportation, healthcare, a working computer, mental health support. The list goes on.
Olivia H, absent.
Preston L, absent.
Chloe B, absent.
The reasons why they're absent are very real, and yet the solution is someone present to help them along their path. When site coordinators from communities and schools are on hand, they connect kids to the resources they need. And when they do, 99% of students are present and remain in school throughout the year.
Jacob O, grade 10.
Present.
Communities and Schools works directly with students, helping them overcome obstacles to succeed in school and in life. Learn more at communitiesinschools.org. Being present matters.
Mommy, can I sit in the front seat just this one time? Please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you, and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
WLAK, 1260 AM and 107.5 FM.
Badgers fall tonight in Eugene, Oregon to the sixth-ranked Ducks, 21-7. I'm Bill Schmidt alongside Lance Allen as we wrap up the local Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame. Lance, we've talked about some young players that were able to show out, trying to show some offensive life into the month of November. We talked about a daunting month of October all offseason long. Now, the worst has come, and actually the worst has come because you lost all four of them. But when you looked at different outcomes into the month of November, I think when this most negative one came up, you thought, how can you find any positives and some positivity, some optimism rolling into the month of November? And I think you can look very much at the fight you showed here tonight, but also some teams that you're going to see outside of Indiana and Washington, a couple of them that come to the camp that come in also not playing their absolute best. So some definite games that you're going to need your best performance in to be able to win. starts in 2 weeks against Washington. But when you had just gotten shut out in back-to-back games, I didn't really feel like there would be any pep into the step going into November until that final drive.
Yeah, no doubt about it. It's still not going to be an easy month, and maybe even a little more difficult, Billy, than you, me, and everybody else imagined, because Indiana, last I checked, number two in the nation. Illinois, even though you said, like you said it, maybe not quite living up to the expectations of the Illini fan base, but they're still 23rd in the nation. And then you've got the rivalry game with Minnesota, and Washington is no slouch. So it's November's still going to be tough, but at least ending the month of October after the gauntlet run, not going well at 0-4, but at least it's on an uptick. They do get that week bye, or the week off, or however you want to say it. They won't obviously take the whole week off, but they do get a week respite in the schedule. And I think you figured out some things, and I think you find out some things about your team. Posa, Catalano, Ben Barton, you know, Daryl Peterson. You've got, you know, you get Christian Allegro back healthy. You know, I think you found out some things. And then offensively, you know, Lance Mason, maybe a limited sample size, but he at least makes some plays out there. And the one negative that I can probably say, Billy, is Tretch Kekahuna and Vinny Anthony, four catches between, you know, the two of them, four touches. They, quite frankly, there are a couple of the playmakers you have on the team. They need more touches than that. They need to get the ball in their hands more often than that. And maybe that's something that they could work on and maybe, you know, shock somebody in November. That's kind of what you're working on.
Yeah, couldn't agree with you more. And not to throw it all onto the passing game or into one man, but you got to be able to get more out of that passing game. And I think at one point they were 1 of 14 throwing the ball here tonight, and it's 7 of 21. You're spot on. If they're going to win games, Tretch Kekahuna and Vinny Anthony have to have more of an offensive plan. They have to be facilitating offense consistently, and by hell or high water, you got to get them the football. And I think you're going to be able to find some more ways throughout the bye, and maybe that means shifting around some personnel, some different guys get some opportunities. But Lance, you're spot on. Those guys need to be a part of the offense going forward, as much of a part, as much of the offense as possible. And the more you get out of those guys, the better off you're going to be going into a stretch run where you face a lot of good teams and one great one in Indiana. You just got out of a month where you face two teams in back-to-back weeks who are both going to be playing most likely for the college football playoff in Oregon and Ohio State. Survived it. Now you lick your wounds, go into the bye. You're ready to take on Washington at Camp Randall Stadium coming up in 2 weeks. And November 8th, no game time yet listed, Lance Allen. But after a couple of very dismal games, especially offensively at Camp Randall, looking forward to getting there and hopefully maybe an 11 a.m. so we can get some sunshine and heat up Camp Randall, because otherwise it's going to be a little chilly once we roll into November.
Well, and for Badger fans out there, Billy, I was hoping for the 11 a.m. start because maybe the Huskies' body clock will still be on Pacific time. They'll think it's 9 a.m. They sleep through the first 2 hours of the game, and by the time they wake up, maybe the Badgers, you know, kind of surprise them a little bit. So let's hope for that 11 a.m. kickoff. But what do you say?
I like where your head's at, Lance. I like where your head's at. Look, I cheat, I steal. You're a little Eddie Guerrero style to be able to find any way to get an advantage. You got to do what you got to do. And I'm down to be able, by hook or crook, find a way to get a W into the win column, no doubt about it. We are going to continue a lot more of this conversation. We'll open up the phone lines, have some conversation with you on the talk and text line as we open up the local portion of our post-game show. It'll continue on 1310 WIBA in Madison, 1310 AM WIBA in Madison on the iHeartRadio app. Going, look up 1310 WIBA, add it to a preset, and hang out with us into the night as we continue to discuss this disappointing loss. However, be it, a little bit of positivity because of some fight showed by the boys here tonight, just not enough against the mighty sixth-ranked Ducks in Eugene, Oregon. Thanks, Tyson Jackson, in our network studios. Matt and Mark with a phenomenal call. Patrick, Mike Heller, Dave McCann, all a part of the broadcast here today as we wrap up our network coverage here. Badgers fall tonight 21-7 in Eugene, Oregon. This broadcast is a copyrighted presentation of Badger Sports Properties, a property of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Rebroadcast or reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the express written consent of the University of Wisconsin and Badger Sports Properties. The announcers are employed by the Badger Network with the approval of the University of Wisconsin. The general manager of Badger Sports Properties is Scott Silvestri. Along with Lance Allen, I'm Bill Schmid. Hoping you'll join us coming up November 8th, Saturday, against the Washington Huskies as the Badgers are back at Camp Randall Stadium. This is the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Badger football has been brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. And by Favic Cat, your Caterpillar dealer throughout Badgerland. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
Drivers, Austin Cindric here. As a NASCAR Cup Series driver of the number 2 Discount Tire Ford Mustang, there's a few rules of the road I like to tell my family and friends. Tire pressure is critical to safety because underinflated tires are more likely to fail. Plus, properly inflated tires will give you better gas mileage. Make sure to check your tire pressure at least once a month or stop by a local tire retailer for an air check.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
A very funny stand-up comic, Mr. Mike Toomey. The last time I saw a Goldie Hawn film in the theater, the male lead was giving her a foot massage, and it was the worst foot I've ever seen. I actually said out loud, I went, ew. And my aunt started cracking up.
Yeah, maybe they could have had a stand-in, like a stunt foot.
Please, something. Even if it's a guy's foot, I don't care.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Civic Media.
I was stuck in a state of panic and endless rituals, so I made the call.
Mental health care works when you make the call. Visit mentalhealthcareworks.org, a message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
You are never far away from your...
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Get in your favorite haunted houses now. I'm going to be reading off a bunch of them and some fun things going on across Wisconsin before we close out this show. 855-752-4842. But more pressing matters first. I'm joined for the balance of this hour by Professor Mike Wagner of UW-Madison. He is their William T. Evju Distinguished Chair for the Wisconsin Idea, as well as their Director of the Center for Communication and Civic Renewal. We've been talking, Mike, about the new DOD press policy, which has resulted in basically across the spectrum. You know, you've got the Washington Examiner, the Washington Times, the Wall Street Journal, FT, Financial Times, as well as Fox and Newsmax on sort of the right end of the spectrum, but all of the major news outlets, the straight news, and even those outlets that people tend to think might have a little lean to them, basically all of those major outlets no longer have press credentials at the Pentagon. And in their stead, we now have what I'm going to call not credible. These are not reliable news outlets, including Gateway Pundit, Lindell TV, InfoWars, the Turning Point USA news arm, and One America News. This means that it is harder, all else being equal, for regular folks to one, know what's going on just as a base level at the Pentagon, and two, to help decide how they want to vote, which is our ultimate accountability metric for government actors. And I wanted to just ask you, where do we sit? Like, how, what level of peril as an expert in journalism and the media are we in as a democracy? Not as partisans, not as people that might vote for one party or another, but for regular people in a democracy trying through the franchise, through our voting franchise, to hold government accountable, what state of peril are we in when this kind of thing is happening? And when you see an administration that's been very hostile to news media, that is not inclined to support their particular viewpoints, and has threatened to, you know, reform libel and slander laws and to go after news outlets, are we at risk here?
We are, I think. The organizations that measure how free a democratic country is and do these measures, you know, regularly, have been showing the United States has been declining in these measures over the last few years. And so we're declining in our overall set of democratic freedoms, according to, you know, independent and repeated measures. Now, it's hard to know when the balance tips so much that you just fall off the scale. And, you know, and it's probably not this particular thing that that causes that balance to shift in the most dangerous and egregious of ways. And yet, it's a very loud canary in the coal mine. And one reason that it is that you see news organizations who have opinion sides and in some cases news sides that directly support the president and the Secretary of Defense also not signing. So when people are willing to engage in costly talk, like when a Packer fan says the instant replay that shows the sideline catch for the Packer has him juggling the ball, so it's bad for the Packers that he didn't catch it. When the Packer fan admits that, right, they're engaging in costly talk. And here, news organizations that support the president are saying, no, this is not good. And that should be a clear and present sign to everyone that this is serious business. Now, the Pentagon isn't saying we're gonna jail reporters, but they are saying that reporters could be deemed security risks. And that's a potential slippery slope to imprisoning folks who report the independent and verifiable truth. And again, like the initial thing the Pentagon sought to do, which they did walk back from, was to literally get government approval before journalists could write stories, right? A press is not independent if they have to ask permission.
It literally boggled my mind, having worked in government for a long time, having interacted with press, both at the national, state, and local level, numerous times. I thought, I would have never had the audacity to tell some reporter that you're not going to be able to talk about anything relating to my department that I ran unless I sign off on it. It's literally not journalism then. It's a propaganda machine.
That's right.
Are we looking at news outlets that fit more properly in a, for people to see them more as propaganda and less as news? I mean, I think that's where we're at a bit.
Well, it seems to be what the Secretary of Defense is looking for in terms of who he wants to allow in the Pentagon to have more direct access to cover what it is he and his staff are up to. Like, it certainly appears that way based upon his behavior.
Yeah, there's so much that I could talk with you about, Mike. I know my senior producer, Jamie Martinson, is listening right now. I'm going to ask Jamie to reach back out to you because I'd like to talk to you again for a longer period about the corporatization of media.
It's a great topic.
Right? Like legacy media versus what we're seeing from these independent, sometimes online media. Where do people go? How should people vet information, the news that they're reading? and really what is the new environment that we're in, because it is very changed. And underlying all of that, I've had this argument with folks close to me for many years now about, is media liberal or not? And I always made the argument that you have a corporate media. And so if you understand it in that way and profit seeking and what that incentive structure means, and as well now how we see that in the online formula, so much to unpack. We're going to have you back if you will grant us the grace of your presence again, Professor.
It would be my great pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So important. Thank you to Professor Michael Wagner of UW-Madison. When we come back, I'll be joined by gubernatorial candidate Missy Hughes, her uphill battle for the governor's mansion, and her new approach to Wisconsin Democratic politics. We discuss next. Don't go anywhere. I'm Maggie Dawn, and you're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Traditional music playing as President Trump arrives in Kuala Lumpur to a red carpet welcome. The president in Malaysia for the ASEAN summit, the first stop on his Far East tour. On his way to Malaysia on Air Force One, President Trump announced he's adding an extra 10% tariff on Canadian imports over a negative TV commercial featuring an anti-tariff speech by President Ronald Reagan. Hurricane Melissa, now a Category 2 hurricane, winds of 100 miles an hour. It's moving toward Jamaica, where it's expected to make landfall Tuesday as at least a Category 4. Horace Glantz is the Deputy Operational Manager for the Red Cross in Jamaica.
Right now, we are in full operations mode, right? So all our 13 branches across the island have been fully activated, or all staff and volunteer has been activated.
Russia launching more deadly missile and drone strikes across Ukraine Friday and Saturday, including the capital, Kyiv, killing at least four. This is ABC News. Nearly